And what people don't understand is that the Bible not only contains all that we need for our spiritual growth and our spiritual lives, it actually contains a blueprint for an earthly government. A blueprint for earthly government, for civil and criminal litigation. It's all in here. You know, suing someone for digging a pit and messing up your beast. I mean, it's all in the Bible. Crimes and punishments for theft and murder and rape and what, it's all in the Bible. But what's funny is that anybody who tries to use the Bible to talk about these matters, people say, yeah, theocracy, and you're a, you know, kingdom dominionism and blah. They throw all these weird terms at you. Here's a term for it, Bible-believing Christian.
Amen.
You know, I mean, what kind of a fool would actually say, you know what, I think the United States government has a better system than what God gave. Way smarter, way better. What a foolish thing to say, isn't it? When God lays out and says, hey, here's what happens with a vicious beast. Now look, if we went down to the county and the animal control, they're going to have different ideas about what we do with a vicious beast. Right?
Yeah.
So who's right?
God.
But then people say, oh, but that's Old Testament. But hold on a second. I didn't know that Jesus Christ's New Testament in his blood had anything to do with beasts or ditches. It didn't. It was about salvation. And it was about the transfer where he said the kingdom of God's taken from Israel and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And it was about transitioning from the Levitical priesthood to the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, but had nothing to do with saying, hey, you know what? Cross-dressing is now fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Digging ditches and not warning anybody and they fall in and get hurt? Well, that's done away in Christ. And vicious beasts not being kept on a leash? Well, it's fine now. You know, kidnapping should not be punishable by death anymore because it's the New Testament. That, look, this doctrine is like 99% of Christianity just throws all this out and just rejects all this
right. And
doesn't want to hear about it. And our government today doesn't even look at, they don't even look at this when they're writing the laws.
Right. Which
it would make sense. I mean, if you or I were suddenly catapulted into a position of authority, which will never happen. But let's say I'm sitting in the legislature and somebody says, okay, you know, we're writing some legislature that has to do with, you know, animals and you know, wild beasts and people's, you know, irresponsible behavior with animals. You know, I mean, I'd be like, well, okay, let's figure out what the Bible says.
Right.
And then I'd read up on this and say, well, you know, okay, here's what we should be doing. Done.
Yeah.
But you know what? Man, in his vanity and pride and arrogancy, thinks he knows better,
Yeah. Creates
a prison system that God never instituted,
Right. That
costs the taxpayer billions of dollars,
Waste
the taxpayers' money to the tune of billions of dollars, wastes a bunch of people's lives, ruins their family, ruins their kid, ruins their marriage, you know, because they know better than God. So you say, why are we preaching through the commandments? You know what? Because we need to see what God's judgments are.
Right.
So that we can, not because we're trying to be brought back under the law or something like that, but what we're doing is we're learning about what's right and wrong.
Right.
Because we should all have a sense of fairness that's derived from the Bible. What does the Bible say is fair?